This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's up, Doc? Maybe your question. You've docked at the DJB show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, but Kara Schilling at the controls in our main studio in Washington, going through some of the trending items. One from Bawana, Victoria, another one from Bawana, Jennifer. You know what Bawana means?
No.
Friend.
Huh. In what language? Doug, a talk.
No. Bawana is an African, one of the African languages. Not sure which. I think Rhodesian. Mm. Bawana.
You're such a linguist, Stefan.
That's me, yep. All right, so let's start with Victoria. Where are we going, Victoria?
We're going to Vermont. How beautiful is Vermont? Well, if you dream of the lush landscapes and the beautiful fall foliage and maple syrup on tap and ski trails, then you can actually get paid to move. Yeah, it is chilly. But you can get paid to move to Vermont. $10,000. This is coming from the Vermont government. And the reason is they have only 623,657 people in the whole state.
More cows than people.
It sounds like it. 600,000 people in the entire state. That's like one neighborhood of New York City. Like, that's insane to me that that's the whole state. So what they're doing is they want people, if you are employed full-time by an out-of-state employer, this is one of the things you have to do, and happy to work remotely in your new home, then you can become a new Vermont citizen and get the $10,000. So they've signed this into a law in last July, actually, and they're starting the payments on January 1st of 2019. You get $5,000 the first year, $5,000 the second year. And if this program works, because they're really trying to beef up their population, then they say that they'll extend the money through 2021. So they say currently this might actually work because currently 43% of U.S. employees work remotely at least part of the week. So if you work from home or if you work in New Hampshire or a neighboring state and you can commute, then you're kind of perfect to move to Vermont.
No offense to the people who listen to this program who live in New Hampshire. Nothing but a sand and rock pile. I've never liked New Hampshire. Vermont, however, it's very interesting how the lines that are drawn that separate the states, how there really is a difference. You can tell when you drive over the state line from Massachusetts into New Hampshire. It's that dramatic. And it's funny how Mother Nature sort of portends these changes. Same thing in Maine, but Vermont is very much a special place. It's just too damn cold. It isn't there. Maybe three, it's like Minnesota. 3 good months a year if you're lucky, but it is a fabulous place. Fabulous. I love to take trips during the summertime up and down Route 5, the farms that are there. The values that people have. It's just a really neat place.
It's a very gorgeous state. Southern Vermont is just one of my favorite places.
Brattleboro, Bennington, those.
Yep.
It's just great places. Wonderful. All right, well, $5,000 for the first year. There you go. Kara, you could be right at home. You could work remotely from up there. You'd be, right there. Find some lumberjack that you can
man.
Move in with.
Sure, see you guys later.
Yeah.
Well, if the whole state only has 600,000 people, I'm guessing that the single scene probably isn't thriving.
No. Probably not too many youngsters there. Yeah.
It's too cold anyway. Everyone probably just stays inside and doesn't go out.
It is too cold, And now, Jennifer, it's your turn to thrill us with your trending story.
I might have to take up the offer of Vermont and head over there because my story centers around the latest in California. This story has been trending and is pretty unbelievable. Under a new California law, it may actually limit you from showering and doing laundry on the same day.
There you
That's
go.
Right. Thanks to outgoing, and he couldn't leave soon enough, Governor Jerry Brown, he signed some new water rationing laws that limit per capita daily water usage to less than the amount needed to shower and do a load of laundry. This is Assembly Bill 1668, and it establishes a limit of 55 gallons per person daily as a standard for indoor residential use starting in the year 2022. Violators will have to pay a fine of $1,000 per day.
Yep, fines.
How do they even know? Because they'll monitor you. You're on a system. Yeah, you're on a meter. Yeah. And so $1,000 per normal session.
Water,
and
yeah,
get this, $10,000 per day if the violation occurs in a dry year, immediately preceded by two or more consecutive below normal dry or critically dry years. This is why California is losing every step of the
Nevada.
Way. People are moving out because they can't afford to not take a shower and do a load of laundry and pay $1,000 all the way up to $10,000.
So this starts what year?
2022.
Okay, so wouldn't it make more sense, and I know we're all on the same page here, but wouldn't it make more sense, instead of saying in 2022 we're going to fine you, how about solving the drought problem?
How about collecting water? This is what makes people nuts. I'm sitting here clenching my fists. These people are so GD stupid, or whatever their motivation is. All you have to do is set up a barrel underneath the roof of everybody's house, and you're all set.
Collect
the rainwater.
Forget
what the hell is the matter with these people?
Forget that. You know, Arizona, Phoenix, is in a desert, and they do not have the water problems that California does because they collect rainwater underground. In California, we let all of the beautiful rainwater we get just rush right back into the ocean, and then we release. I'd like to find the government. They release thousands of gallons of fresh water, of drinking water, because they're trying to protect an anchovy. They're trying to protect the Delta smelt. This has got to be the most ridiculous government I have ever witnessed in my entire life. I just don't understand. $10,000 a day?
For being Come there because on. You were born there. My excuse is my children are there. I love the energy of Southern California. I love being there. And the traffic nightmares people talk about. But this kind of stuff, and the way that things are applied, like the guy, remember I told you the story last year when I had pulled over to the side of the road because I needed to make a phone call? Matter of fact, I think it was to you, Jennifer, if I'm not mistaken. And I pulled over so that I wouldn't break the law by talking on the phone. So this kid on a bicycle who's got a helmet on, wears a vest, comes up and says to me, "Sir, you realize that you have parked in a no parking zone?" I said to him, "No, I didn't actually realize it. I pulled over because there was a space and I had to make a phone call, and it's against the law to make a phone call while you're driving the car." So what does he do? Instead of saying, "Well, you should be aware of what's on the side." No, he gets out his tablet and writes me a ticket for $95 because I parked in a no parking zone. I was ready to throttle a kid.
Technically, if you're in the car still, you're not really supposed to get a parking
but
ticket.
But it's that attitude. That's what
but
I'm saying,
that, right,
Victoria.
Yeah.
It's that we're going
to
get
a quota,
you attitude
yeah.
from
trying to
some
do something
snotty
right.
23-year-old
right.
little, you know what. Yeah. I think they refer to them as pishas in the Israeli language, in the Jewish, what is it, a little pisha. That's what he was. Okay.
Whoa.
And you can guess what that means. If you don't know. Hmm. All right, 14 past the hour. This is the DJV radio program.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Hey, you want that car in front of you, don't you? Or what about that one over there? That, my friend, is car envy. And all you need to do is say, show me the Carfax. And you can find great deals at Carfax.com, because now you can search millions of used car listings anytime, anywhere. Plus, get a free Carfax report with every search. Don't miss out on your deal. Start your used car search now at Carfax.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
16 after the hour. This is the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. American workers at their finest. That's Victoria and Kara and Jennifer. But unlike most of the other American workers who are keeping our country chugging along, apparently two-thirds of you report having nightmares about their job. You ladies have nightmares about your job? Jobs?
Sometimes. Yeah. I have the nightmares about school where I've forgotten to go to class for a semester.
Yeah.
I have nightmares about, I have anxiety dreams about not waking up in time. Sometimes.
Me too.
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have them as much anymore, but definitely when I would nap, I would hear silence, and so in my brain, I'd be like, oh my God, there's nothing on the radio. And then I'd wake up.
I'd, occupational hazard.
Oh yeah, I'd wake up, and, oh wait, it's 4 p.m., never mind.
SleepZoo.com, a sleep tip website, did a survey, and the findings are not surprising. Dreaming about being late to work, common dream. Messing up on a project, this dream serves as a dress rehearsal. Subconscious, remember how important it is. You can put all of this to bed by not watching the news or a violent movie like The Fast and the Furious or any of those movies, that kind of stuff, before you go to bed. Don't read a book that's written by Stephen King before you go to bed. You read something that puts your mind into a place of ease and positivity. I sound like Uri Geller, but that's exactly
It
is. Whatever your last thoughts are when you go to sleep are going to predicate what it is that you get for rest or not, what you don't get for rest. That's really the bottom line. But listen to this. People showing up naked at work. One of the most common work-related nightmares. Dreams are pretty symbolic. Maybe there's somebody there you want to see who's naked. Getting lost in the office. Being lost in a dream is often connected with indecision in real life. What's going on at work that you're having a hard time making a decision about, like maybe leaving, going someplace else? Nightmares fighting with the boss. When you're dreaming about arguing with someone, you may be angry at yourself about something.
That was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is.
That's because I've had dreams like that in past situations, and it really did turn out that it was really my own internal conflict. It had nothing to do with my boss.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these...
I just fight with you in real life. I don't need to dream about fighting with you.
Yeah, well, we don't really fight.
I know. I'm joking.
Tell me when
squabble.
You're... Squabble a little. Speaking of squabbling, former President Clinton... And that interview he did with James Patterson to promote the book we were talking about, he was on today. And somehow or other, I know you find this shocking, the affair with Monica Lewinsky came up.
And Bill wasn't too happy about that.
No.
But you know what? The only one I feel sorry for, poor James Patterson was sitting there,
sitting there
silent,
listening to that stuff.
Looking shell-shocked and awkward and uncomfortable. It was bad.
Yeah.
He was trying to help him. James Patterson's like, well, that was a long time ago. Kennedy should have been impeached. What?
Isn't today, by the way, isn't today the 50th, or this week, 50th anniversary of the killing of Robert F. Kennedy? I think it is this week. The 50th anniversary of him. Yeah, I think that's the case. Not that I want to get away from talking about something as exciting as the scandal with President Clinton. He says he's never talked to her, and he was asked whether he owed her, Ms. Lewinsky, an apology, and he said, no, I don't. But I didn't say publicly on more than one occasion I was sorry. That's very different. So I think women have this is where they lose their connection with Clinton. in a manner of speaking. All right. So that's that story. Pretty exciting stuff, huh? 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
There's that voice that we love. 23 after the hour. Dolly Parton focused on a new Netflix deal. Wow, how about that? A couple of popular TV movies based on Dolly Parton's songs have aired on NBC. Now Netflix has picked up an 8-episode scripted anthology, basically with the same idea. It's untitled at the moment, but the anthology will see each episode based on a song that Dolly Parton has written. She'll serve as the singer-songwriter, executive producer, and will appear in the series. Series like NBC's Code of Many Colors and its sequel, Code of Many Colors, Circle of Love, produced by Warner Brothers Television. Code of Many Colors, based on Parton's song of the same name, was the first to come from NBC. The venture launched in December 2015. 13 million viewers saw. That's pretty good for a television show.
Consider what the numbers are now for TV shows. That's
right.
Huge.
Yeah. Dolly says, quote, as a songwriter, I've always enjoyed telling stories through my music. I'm thrilled to be bringing some of my favorite songs to life with Netflix. We hope our show will inspire and entertain families and folks of all generations. I want to thank the good folks at Netflix and Warner Brothers for their incredible support. It's really actually a pretty good idea, right, because this is the song. Ah, crank this up.
Dolly has gotten such a young following now, too.
Yeah.
Partially because of Miley Cyrus and, you know, but there's a resurgence of how cool Dolly is.
Yeah.
She's reaching
sure
a whole new generation.
She's very cool. All right, speaking of cool, some other music news, 25 after the hour here on the DJV show. Jennifer, Kenny Chesney, I guess this past year, when you look at what he's been through, been pretty much an eye-opener for him, witnessing the destruction of Hurricane Irma in the Virgin Islands last September. So he's channeling these experiences and his love for the Caribbean into a new song, a new track called Song for the Saints. His home on the island of St. John was destroyed by the hurricane. Remember that. He used what was left of it to shelter 17 people from the storm. He's since been focused on relief work. And Song for the Saints, the title track for his new LP due out in July, is a love letter to his home away from Nashville. It goes, angels don't give in just because a little wind blows. He's CMA Entertainer of the Year a couple of times. Recently embarked on his trip around the Sun Tour. Song for the Saints is a staple of this summer's set lists for his concerts. Kenny
Chesney. Amazing in concert, by the way.
Yeah. How often does Miss Forehead go with him? On these, she ever go
Miss
on these
Forehead?
Tours there?
No, yeah. It's not Nicole Kidman's husband. That's Keith Urban.
No.
Oh, that is. Oh, okay.
Thank you. I'm like, who?
All right, next up musically is Ann Wilson. Who
he
has
was married to Renee Zellweger, maybe.
Scary that I know. I speak
okay.
Doug. It's awful.
Yeah, yeah, that's
thank you for doing that. From Heart, Ann Wilson, releasing a new solo album called Immortal, filled with covers that honor late musicians like David Bowie, Leonard Cohen, Tom Petty. Comes out in September. The Immortal track list is a song, let's see here, Luna from Petty, I'm Afraid of Americans by David Bowie, and Cohen's A Thousand Kisses Deep. See, I don't identify with any of these. Somebody's going to. I always kind of like Ann Wilson.
You don't like David Bowie?
Nah.
No, I guess that's not your thing.
Nah.
Never mind.
Really. No, it's not really. But there are also some tributes on the album to Glenn Frey, Jack Bruce from Cream, George Michael, and Jerry Rafferty. Now, that I might be able to get into. She explained how the project came about. The souls, she said, they have departed, but the songs will forever be their resonances. These are the poets of our time, and the expressions must be handed down. That's a good thought. That's a positive thought, yeah. She also has a track, a cover of Leslie Gore's You Don't Own Me. Now that, have we got that? Let me hear a little of that.
Well, it hasn't been released yet.
Yeah,
that's the original,
yeah. All right, that'd be something I'd look for. So maybe this is, maybe I'll take it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's highest court rules in favor of a Christian baker in Colorado who refused to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. The baker said he refused to do so on religious grounds. And the U.S. Supreme Court said yesterday the Colorado Civil Rights Commission did violate the baker's rights by displaying hostility about his religious beliefs. Now the gay couple who brought the original case is speaking out. Charlie Craig says,
"Today's decision means our fight against discrimination and unfair treatment will continue. You should not be turned away from a business open to the public just because of who you are."
Primary voting in 8 states today, California, Alabama, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota, to pick candidates for November's national midterm elections and a variety of statewide races. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
To the DJV experience, the DJV show. Hey, I remind you that there's a pretty interesting giveaway for Father's Day that we are exercising. The Works Father's Day Combo Giveaway. The GT Revolution Trimmer Edger. It's kind of a mini mower. And then there's that HydroShot Portable Power Cleaner. That's one of the things that I want to have on the farm. Easy to win. All you have to do is go to DJVshow.com. Fill out the contest form that's there. Make sure you put Works Giveaway, W-O-R-X Giveaway, and that's in the subject line. Click Submit Bingo. That's all you have to do, and we're giving away 2 sets a week in time for Father's Day. Janet Christian is a Christman, I think, is the winner that we had.
Yep, there you go.
Right? Yeah. Okay, good for her. Congratulations to her. Join her, be a winner. The giveaway continues till Father's Day. Register for the prize at DJVshow.com. So here's President Trump How many people are aware that he's going to host an iftar dinner? You know what that is, I-F-T-A-R?
No.
It is a...
No, but isn't that the patriotic thing he's doing? No?
Iftar?
Yeah, what is iftar?
Iftar is a dinner that is held at the end of the holy month
of Ramadan. Right.
Right. So the White House is going to hold this dinner. Apparently, the last time I heard, wasn't it last year, they didn't host this meal, but this year they're going to do it.
Right.
It's scheduled for next Wednesday. Don't know who the attendees are yet. Muslims fast from dawn to sunset, and they break the fast with a meal known as an iftar. That's how Ramadan is celebrated. So that's an interesting reality for those who just... you know what? No comment is necessary. That's it. That's the story. I don't think we need a comment. A couple of people in the news stories. Do you know who Andrea Lee is?
No.
Andrea Lee is a UFC fighter. Ultimate, you know, the fighting challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Women doing it, there are men doing it. She got caught up in a controversy because her husband has a tattoo of a swastika.
Ugh.
On his arm. His name is Donnie Aaron, and he's got this, if you look at his elbow, I don't know who does that, but you can imagine the outrage that that has prompted, and then the stuff that goes along with it. But there is this kind of stuff, why people feel like they need to do it. What are they, maybe the better question is, what do you think is going to happen when people see this sort of thing?
What woman would want to be married to a guy with a swastika tattoo?
Well, yeah. Maybe her response will give you a little clue into that. So the backlash in her response is, neither one of us are racist. We have an Asian and a black guy that live with us. So obviously can't be racist then. Oh my gosh, guys, it's a tattoo he got when he was in prison. Get over yourselves. He covers them up all the time, and we happen to have a lake day, and it makes an appearance. Sensitive something, something.
ASS.
Does that make it better that he got it when he was in prison?
Yeah. Know, well,
right?
Well, that's why I was focusing on that point. He got it in prison, guys. Chill out. I want to know what he went to prison for now.
Mm. Yeah. And you can also get tattoos covered up. So, like, why wouldn't, you know, honey, I know you're out of prison now, but cover that up. Get something, you know, tattooed over it. Make it into a flower or something.
So what's her story? Anybody know?
I've never heard of her.
I'm following all these tweets back and forth. Yeah. Right. That's just...
But, like, how dumb are you? Instead of defending... She's defending the fact that he has a swastika tattoo by saying, well, whatever, he got it in prison. Like saying, like, oh, it was one drunken night. Like, it's still a swastika.
She still pulled the I have black friends card, though. Did you notice that?
Right.
What did she say? I have black and Asian people living with me.
Wonderful.
Okay, that'll be fine. What about the Jewish people?
Right, exactly.
Speaking of things that are dumb, I said to, this sort of comes from the same, Victoria was annoyed with me earlier because she said George Shultz was going to run for president. And I thought, you know, who cares? And this may come from, it isn't that I don't think you should say or talk about it, it's just my own reaction to it. Is who cares? And so would be my reaction to this if it wasn't so offensive. Woody Allen commenting on the Me Too movement? Wow.
Mm-hmm. How?
About him, actually.
Yeah, that's exactly everyone's reaction.
Yes. He should be the poster boy.
Right.
He told an Argentinian news program, this sounds good, he was a big advocate of the Me Too movement. Quote, I feel when they find people who harass innocent women and men, it's a good thing that they're exposing them. But, you know, I should be the poster boy for the Me Too movement because I've worked in movies for 50 years. I've worked with hundreds of actresses, and not a single one, big ones, famous ones, once starting out, have ever suggested any kind of impropriety at all. I've always had a wonderful record with them. So why are you calling...
Oh, and I married my daughter.
Right.
What, wasn't it his son who started this whole thing?
Ronan Farrow. Yeah.
That's Mia Farrow's son with Frank Sinatra, but she was also married to Woody Allen.
She was married to Woody at the time, so,
Yeah.
So he's not officially Frank Sinatra's kid, right?
Well, look at him.
I know, but isn't it the part we pretending that he's not?
Strangers in the night.
Yes, yeah. It's still pretend, but yeah.
Kind of like looking at Prince Harry and going, mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, so the next question is, what's up with Johnny Depp?
He's
the picture I'm looking at, he looks awful. He looks like he's sick.
Well, he looked great a long time ago, but in the last, like, 10 or 15 years, he hasn't really looked all that healthy anyway. Mm. And, you know, he's a big wino, and I don't...
Well, he took the job as Captain Jack Sparrow and just never gave it up.
Right.
He looks
like
a pirate. He looks like an old, dirty pirate.
That almost became, like, a memoir for him.
I know. It's his bio.
Right. All right. The government is talking about these tariffs. You know, there is a suggestion that aluminum and steel tariffs coming from Canada, Mexico, and Europe. There are other things that are affecting our trading relationships with our trading partners. I don't feel like we have anything to worry about when it comes to the Chinese. But I'm not so sure about this, except it sort of feels like to me it's always been one way. Is it just the way it's interpreted by the news media? Because I can't tell you that I'm an expert when it comes to these sorts of things. But all the hoopla about what we're importing from Canada, I can tell you as an expert, as a farmer, one thing that is being imported from Canada that there ought to be tariffs on that there isn't is milk. The Canadian milk supply that's coming across the border into America is ruining the dairy farmer in America. That the prices, because it's subsidized. See, this is where you get this twisted, warped, do we have the whole story thing? The reason the milk is so cheap that comes from Canada is because the Canadian government subsidizes dairy farmers so they won't have the same problem that our dairy farmers have. Because it is very difficult these days, and I can tell you from experience, to run a dairy farm and make any money. Because the public doesn't want to pay what it costs for a gallon of milk. People turn up their nose at $4.69 for a gallon of milk. You know what it costs to make that gallon of milk? You don't want to know. So the way the producers are the one company that pretty much controls 85% of the fluid milk supply in our country, the way they deal with it is they buy Canadian milk and bring it across the border and don't pay any tariffs on it, and the Canadian government has been subsidizing the dairy farmers up there. You think that's right? How's that fair? How's that just?
People get so nervous about these tariffs, and even though it's not a Republican position, it's almost like going on a diet. No one wants to do it because it's scary, and you don't know if you're going to be able to, you know, how you're going to feel doing it. But we have been so, for such a long time, at the short end of the stick, right, for making
our businesses. But how do we get that way? How do we always sell ourselves short? Why are we always giving in and giving over to everybody else? Is it because we think we need to do it because we're the good guys? Why do we do this?
I don't know. I wish I had an
answer. Why do we screw our American farmers by allowing cheap milk from government-subsidized farmers in Canada to come into our country? And I got to think the same thing.
When did that start? We know, when did that influx of all the milk coming from Canada, when did that start? Or has it just slowly kind of been growing over the years?
No, it's been going on for probably a dozen years, maybe 10, 12 years. It started at the end of the Bush administration. Now that you asked that question, I can tell you exactly what happened. The Sweezer family, which runs a company called Dean Foods, headquartered in either Houston or Austin, I can't remember which, they controlled, when Bush got elected to governors, the governorship in Texas, they raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for him, and the policy toward control of the fluid milk supply in Texas changed to favor them. Well, when George Bush ran for president, they did the same thing, only they raised millions of dollars for him, and the government position on controlling milk and milk prices and who was running the show changed dramatically. And it got to the point where at the end of the Bush administration, this would have been right around 2006, maybe 2007. You asked me when it took place. It was about 10, 12 years ago. That we started the Dean Foods people, Dairy Farmers of America, actually. They made a deal with the like organization in Canada to bring, because they couldn't get the price down, they wanted to pay $15 to $16 for 100 weight of milk when the price was $20 or $21 at the time. And they couldn't make enough money, or they weren't satisfied with the amount of money they were making, so they wanted to get cheaper milk, and that's how they did it.
So then for the consumers, the price of milk dropped right around 2008?
Yeah. Well,
I don't remember.
It didn't
I don't
go
really
up.
Drink milk, but
it didn't go up. That's, okay. It stayed pretty steady from that point to this, and that was because of that. So
but tariffs getting worse ever since then.
Right. Yeah. Right. All right. 46 past the hour here on the DJV show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Step one, you signed a lease for new office space. Step two, you notified your clients and updated your letterhead. Step three, what is step three? Oh, right, now you have to move everything. Relax. Staples has you covered with moving boxes, packing tape, bubble roll, everything you need. All at great low prices. And now at Staples, select moving boxes are only a buck. Staples, come in store today and get your moving supplies in one easy step.
N62318, in store only. Good on SKU 742294 and 834945.
Hey, I have a question for you. Has your doctor recently hinted that maybe you needed to lose some weight? Well, I have the product for you. It's called Calitrin, and it's been helping customers safely lose weight for 20 years. Just listen to what a few of our customers have to say.
Hi, this is Adrian from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have been on Calitrin and lost 20 pounds so far. It makes me feel wonderful. I have a lot more energy. I sleep a lot better at night, and I just enjoy the product.
Hi, this is Craig from Nebraska. I've lost 40 pounds, and Calitrin takes it off real easy.
Hi, this is Anna Sparks, and I'm from Waco, Texas, and I have lost 25 pounds.
See, everybody's losing weight with Calitrin, and you can too. Just go to our website, toploss.com, and don't miss out. We have our huge special right now where when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you're getting a whole month free and free shipping on top of that. Again, our number is 1-800-325-4366 or go to toploss.com.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Past the hour, as the continuation of information pours out of your radio speaker, courtesy of Dr. Jack Stockwell here, the Good Day Health Show reports that you can listen to the podcast, all kinds of information archived at gooddayhealthshow.com. So let's talk about Gardasil, which is something a lot of people don't know. They know what it is, but they don't know the name. So let's start with that and your interest in what Gardasil is doing or isn't doing, Jack.
Well, it's based on a report that just recently came out in the British Medical Journal. It's the oldest peer-reviewed medical journal on the planet. It goes back to the 1700s. And they put out a story about a young lady, a 16-year-old girl, after she had some severe reaction to this, that they found her ovaries to be completely inactive. She wasn't having a period. There were several other things that were associated with the estrogen progesterone production of the ovary, and it was just completely shut down. And the doctors investigating this said, no, it was the vaccine. You know, when you read the entire report and you find out what was involved, they blamed it entirely on the vaccine. I have two young female patients I'm taking care of. One, constantly, I see him about every 3 weeks, who had severe Gardasil damage. She can't stand up anymore. She can't speak. She's aware of what's going on around her. But it took place right after the second shot. And another young lady, when she was 13, a parent took her in for her wellness visit. And they found out that she was behind on a couple of shots, and they suggested she get the Gardasil. She immediately collapsed and passed out there on the floor as soon as the shot was administered. This goes on and on. For a condition that even the makers of the vaccine claim is 90% self-correcting. If you were to catch the HPV, the human papilloma virus, which is usually transmitted sexually.
So how does this
90%
hoopla
result?
I know, Victoria, if you're there, how does this hoopla get into the point of being hysteria? The business, certainly these reports in these journals, newspaper reports, people, the vaccination thing, I think probably all three of us are not big fans of vaccination. And this leads to something else, Jack. I got a note from somebody who said to me, that Jack Stockwell is so negative. He's always talking about how bad everything is. This is bad. That's bad. We shouldn't do this. We shouldn't do that. The government this, the government that. Well, the Food and Drug Administration is the culprit here, as I understand it, because they didn't really do all of the testing that was necessary. But in general, vaccines and their results, the kind of mind control stuff that comes out of the American Medical Association and the government agencies that push these things are some vaccine. I mean, I was looking
at... I'm just glad I never got it.
Yesterday,
because I had doctors talking about it, giving it to me, and I didn't want it. And yeah. I'm glad. And Jack, you're 100% right. And not enough women know that the HPV virus, there's something like 70 something strains that are almost always in your body, and they don't always. Your body corrects itself.
Yes.
And sometimes, if you have a Pap smear that shows that you have HPV, 6 months later it could be gone, and it just your body gets rid of it. So I don't really think the vaccine is necessary. And now I just was looking online, 32 women have died from it now, from complications.
Yeah. Those are just the ones reported.
And you wonder about some of this stuff, mind control being what it is, and the influence of the government and big business and stuff, big pharma. Yesterday, the 50th or 60th, 70th, I don't know, anniversary, I think it was 1950, on this day, 1954, when the Salk vaccine was approved. Well, polio had already run its course.
Over 90% eradicated in this country by the time Salk and Sabin vaccine showed up. 94% in some studies.
So it just gives you food for thought.
Yeah.
All right, good report. Thank you, Jack. Let's get a report on how Jack's weight loss is going thanks to Calitrin. Calitrin works in a strange, mysterious way or not. You understand how it works pretty well,
well,
right?
It provides the body with the raw materials for the body to be able to reconstruct or at least to rehabilitate to some degree the collagen material inside the body that holds everything together. Yeah, you can hear my cat. She's upset with me.
Cat's collagen.
Yeah. And anyway, when we rebuild and strengthen the collagen material, all collagen wants is fat. It just eats fat. That's where its energy comes from. And it's kind of the glue of the body. And this material helps to reconstruct that.
No drugs, no stimulants. Calitrin, Calotrin. Take Jack's advice. Go to toploss.com. Special 10% off offer free. Well, you get three bottles, 10% off, and you get an extra bottle free. Toploss.com. Lose the weight. Go to toploss.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.